This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Jim Paris here with you. The website is ChristianMoney.com. I have to mention, I don't know if you heard that at the top of the hour news. The biggest controversy now is has to do with pet massage. Apparently, the veterinarians across the country are all fired up because people are giving massages to pets without a license. Who needs a license, right? Talk about, they've got a license for everything now. It wouldn't surprise me that you have to go to college or something and maybe go to like a one-year course and pay a bunch of money and become certified to do dog or cat massages. Well, my dogs get free massages all the time when they sit next to me on the couch. I've got this massage technique I use where I use one hand to massage the one dog and then the other hand to massage the other dog. And I've never been licensed. So I'm turning myself in to the Veterinarian Association. Come and get me. I'm ready to be arrested. I'm near Daytona Beach, Florida. This is my admission, my public admission. All right, let's get into tonight's program. We've got a great show lined up for you. In hour number two, my guest is Judith Vary Baker. And this is fascinating because Judith Vary Baker says that she was the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald. She wrote the very well-known book, Me and Lee. And then her latest book is about David Ferry. And this book is actually... I guess you could say endorsed because he wrote the foreword for it by former Governor Jesse Ventura wrote the foreword on this book. And I believe this is the only book written specifically and exclusively about this one individual character in the JFK assassination story. His name is David Ferry. And if you remember the JFK movie, David Ferry was played by Joe Pesci. And he was a flaming homosexual who had fake hair and fake eyebrows. And apparently a lot of that is true to life. Joe Pesci, I guess, did not do a lot of embellishing in playing the part of David Ferry. Judith Vary Baker will be with us in hour number two to talk about her book, David Ferry. And we'll also talk about her love affair with Lee Harvey Oswald. And some people have challenged her notion that she was a former girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald. We'll talk about all of that and more. And we continue the discussion on the JFK assassination next week when we have with us Lamar Waldron. The book is The Hidden History of the JFK Assassination. And we're sort of running a little bit of a theme here in that we wanted to do at least a couple of shows on the JFK assassination, with this month marking the 51st anniversary of the event in Dallas in 1963. This is one of the very, very best books that you will ever read. In fact, if I were to be asked, as someone who's written a book myself on the JFK assassination, if someone were to ask me, what is the one book, if you had to recommend one, I would recommend Lamar Waldron's The Hidden History of the JFK Assassination. And Mr. Waldron will be with us next week. In 2 weeks, our guest is Bible prophecy expert Joel Richardson, and he's got a lot of great books out on Bible prophecy, but we've got so many topics to get into with him. I don't know that it'll be necessarily a book interview, but we'll be getting into the topic of Bible prophecy with Joel Richardson. And then in 3 weeks, our guest is Steve Bassett. And Steve Bassett is with the Paradigm Research Group, and they have a major campaign going on right now where what they are doing is lobbying Congress to try to get a hearing to talk about disclosure. The word is that supposedly, at least in some elements of our government, we've been aware of the existence of UFOs for as long as maybe 50 years, maybe even longer. And what Steve Bassett is doing with his group, the Paradigm Research Group, is they've put together some DVDs, and these DVDs are of a mock congressional hearing, and it had real witnesses, and it had real former congressmen doing the interviewing, and they put this together. I haven't seen it, but I have heard it is just really fascinating and very compelling. So this is all about, can we ever get the government to sort of open up the files and tell us what they know about UFOs? It's called the disclosure, and we're going to be talking about disclosure. That's the topic. The topic is disclosure. That'll be December the 21st, just 4 days before Christmas. Our guest is Steve Bassett. Well, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great one with your family. We did a really simple Thanksgiving, but we had a fantastic one here at the Paris household. Believe it or not, I got up at 3:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning, and I prepped the turkey. And a lot of people don't know this about me, but I do most of the cooking at my house. And my wife is happy with that. So she does the dishes and I do the cooking. So we've kind of reversed roles on that. But I always have enjoyed cooking. And what we did this year was I smoked my turkey, which I've done this in the past a couple of times. But because we had a fairly large group of people, I had to cook what was close to a 20-pound turkey. Now, when you smoke a turkey, it takes a long time. And in fact, those people that are really into smoking meat will tell you, they'll give you the phrase slow and low. That's supposed to tell you that you should cook on a really low temperature and you should really slow cook so that the meat is just perfect and it's just falling apart off the bones by the time it is finished. And that's how it came out. I have to give myself a lot of credit that turkey was fantastic. But getting up at 3:30 to inject the turkey with all the spices I had and to get the smoker going and load the turkey into the smoker. And then I had to get up about like an hour and a half later to kind of go check on it, because when you have a smoker, this is not a propane smoker. This is one of the old fashioned. You put charcoal and wood way down in the bottom. There's also a water pan that you fill up with water, and it takes a lot of manual sort of priming and stoking to keep the smoke going and to keep the flames going. There's a little door you open up and you put a poker in there and you kind of move around your coals and your embers and you add little chunks of wood to keep the thing going. So you have to really tend to it the whole day, but it is worth it because the meat was just fantastic. Monday night, if you're somebody that stays up in the middle of the night like I do on occasion, I will be on the radio broadcast Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. Now, I won't be on for a very long appearance. I've been on there many times where I'm the guest and I'm on there for a couple of hours or so. That's not the case on Monday night. They asked me if I could come on for about a minute to 2 minutes to talk about my contribution to the Coast to Coast holiday music album. And what they did was they went to all of their regular guests, and I was on that list, and they said, hey, we're doing this album, and the money's going to go to the veterans all across the country, different veterans charities, and we want you to record a Christmas song. And they knew that my background is I used to be a professional trumpet player. So I said, sure, I'll do something on the trumpet, and I recorded the Christmas song. And I did this with a jazz guitarist. It's done as a Christmas ballad, and that's available at Amazon.com. You can go there and go to do a search. You can type in Coast to Coast Holiday Magic. That's the name of it, Coast to Coast Holiday Magic. You can grab the CD. Among the other big names on there, other than Jim Paris, Pat Boone is on this album as well, singing White Christmas. So I'll be on Coast to Coast AM on Monday night, middle of the night, for about a minute or two. So stay up for that. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about Black Friday and Cyber Monday and what the deals are right after this. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. My name is Jim Paris. The website is christianmoney.com. And my guest in hour number two is Judith Very Baker. We'll be talking about the JFK assassination. And she says she was the girlfriend of Lee Harvey Oswald and has some unique things to share about the JFK assassination. So don't miss that in hour number two. Well, I don't know what you did this past Friday. Did you go out and do the Black Friday thing? There is an absolutely hilarious video that has been posted now on my Facebook page twice. It looks like the thing is going absolutely viral all over YouTube. And it's not here from the U.S., but it's from the U.K. And if you thought that the English were sort of a well-behaved, reserved people, you will have a different view once you see this video of these people fist fighting over TVs in the U.K., and it's funny because I don't think they got the memo. The manager of the store is being interviewed by the news channel, and he's saying, well, we decided to try this for the first time to do a Black Friday sale. Well, look, they don't even have Thanksgiving in England. I mean, I think that's a uniquely American holiday. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe someone can correct me if somehow they celebrate our Thanksgiving Day in England. I don't believe they do. So why they're having a Black Friday, I don't know, because I thought it was always connected to the four-day holiday weekend. But nonetheless, it is a hilarious video of people just beating the crap out of each other for big screen TVs. It is just, I just burst out laughing watching it, because I don't know why. I just think it's funny and sad, really, that this is what Christmas has become, that people are now, you know, at this point, what are we, 3 weeks away from Christmas? Hey, let's go to the store and beat the crap out of somebody to get a big screen TV. But it makes me feel, I guess, a little bit better that people act that way in England. And it's not just here in the disgusting United States, right? I guess those English probably now have a thing or two to be ashamed of after that video probably gets 10 or 15 million views by midnight tonight. Well, we did something interesting on Friday. My mother was visiting for 2 or 3 days, and my mom's an interesting person. She has, over her lifetime, been involved with a lot of she at one time had a business where she was making macrame and selling it. I mean, I'm talking big, giant macrame designs that would have lights in them and glass in them. And macrame, by the way, for those of you who are maybe a millennial and you're listening, is sort of a design craft that uses rope. And so she did that for years and did very, very well with that. And she's done so many different kinds of arts and crafts and sold things and so forth. And she's kind of a collector of things. So we decided that what my mom might have a lot of fun doing is going to some thrift shops around this area and also to our flea market up in St. Augustine. So we did the thrift shops on Friday, and then we did the flea market on Saturday. And you know what? I never go to places like that. I was writing an article a couple of weeks ago. I was putting together some information on this whole business opportunity where people are buying things at thrift shops and flea markets and then selling them online at places like Amazon.com. So I had gone out a little bit for that purpose, for some research on that article. But with my mom, we spent like, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours on Friday in thrift shops. And then we spent maybe 3 or 4 hours at the flea market. And I have to tell you, it is a lot of fun just to see the different things that people are selling. And especially at this flea market here in St. Augustine, Florida. It's one of those real flea markets where people are selling their stuff. It's kind of like a giant garage sale, as opposed to many flea markets today, which have become more like retail outlets where people are actually buying brand new items wholesale to resell. And many flea markets today have become like air conditioned. They're almost like a mall in many ways. Not this flea market. This is one of those down and dirty and dusty flea markets. You can kind of taste the dust dust in your mouth as you're looking at that 1969 vinyl LP that you might be looking to buy, that old Beatles LP that you're looking to buy. It got them, a big burst of dust hits you right in the mouth, and then you can smell the French fries cooking and the funnel cakes, which is from the concession stand, which is a couple of aisles down from you. It's that kind of flea market, and it was a lot of fun just to look at some of the really, really interesting things. But let me tell you, the one thing that I found is they're now selling drones at the flea market. And this is really a big thing. I mentioned this on the show last week, that more and more people are now getting their own drone. So maybe you're somebody, you've got a nice car, you've got an iPad, you've got a nice laptop computer. You know, maybe you've got one of those tricked out TV sets. Now it's time to step up and join the rest of us, right? And get your own drone. I don't have a drone, but I, you know what? That's the one thing. If anybody's listening right now and you're with one of these companies, especially there's a company called Parrot, the Parrot drone. That's the only thing I want for Christmas this year. The problem is that the drone goes for like $400 or $500. And I think my wife would probably kill me and bury my body and head in different locations if I were to spend $500 on a drone. And why in the world do I want a drone? I don't know why. I just have this fantasy of having a drone, and it's like a remote control airplane that has a camera on it that I can use to like just film things from the sky. I don't know why, but that just seems really fun to me. I've always wanted to have a remote control airplane, but the idea of a remote control airplane that has an onboard camera that I can use to record with, and some of these things you can actually put like GPS coordinates in there. You can tell it to get to a certain place and just hover while you're filming. I mean, think of what you could do with something like that. I mean, you could go and get the GPS coordinates for your friend's house, and you could like hover over their backyard while they're out there cooking. And then you can send them that video on Facebook and say, hey, I just filmed you from the sky while you were making hamburgers in your backyard. I mean, who knows what I would do with it? I think for me, probably the most fun would be to take a drone and fly it up and down the beach. Here right by the ocean and film some, just get some really, really neat footage. So, but in any case, they had a drone there for like $100. It wasn't one of the big brand name drones. It was a flea market quality drone. So I'm saying it might have crashed. I didn't buy one, but it's funny to see this. And this was in the news today. The FAA is now giving a warning, a public warning, if you will, to drone hobbyists. Stay away from airports with your drones. And there's a lot of concern now that as these drones become more and more available, I mean, we've all got cell phones, we've all got the iPad, and now we're all going to have a pet drone. And so the FAA is saying, do not fly your drone near airports. But I mean, I can't imagine this. It's like the Jetsons. Are we going to, like, in 5 years, you're going to look out your front door and see like hundreds of these things flying up and down the street? Everybody has their own drone. I mean, who knows? All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, Pope Francis doing weird stuff again. We'll have that right after the break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. The website is christianmoney.com. My blog is blog.christianmoney.com. We're going to talk about Pope Francis in just a minute here. A little bit more, though, on Cyber Monday. And these deals, here's the thing. You know, these, honestly, everything I'm reading, everything, is saying that you have not yet seen the best deals. That the really, really great deals are still to come. And that based on what were a little bit soft numbers from this weekend sales, look for some even better prices as we get closer to Christmas. So if I had to give you my recommendation, it would not be to be all fired up tomorrow, looking to shoot all your ammunition, to buy everything you need tomorrow. Sure, you know, keep an eye out. If you find a great deal, pull the trigger on it. But I think you're going to see better deals as the Christmas holiday inches closer. A couple of the things that we're seeing as bargains, or they're sort of a buzz. I spent, I don't know, an hour this afternoon reading blogs, reading articles about, you know, what supposedly are the best deals. You know, it's typical, a lot of electronics, but apparently again this year, the really incredible deals are on these big screen TVs. I had heard an example of TVs as flat screen, big screen TVs as large as 50 inches going for around $200, which is just silly. I mean, how do you even make a television and sell it for that price? I don't know if that's just absolutely a loss leader or what that is. Also, a lot of people are talking about Walmart and their tablets. And what's happening now is kind of the unknown brands or the lesser known brands. Of course, everybody talks about the iPad, right? And also everybody's talking about the Amazon Kindle Fire, which, by the way, the Amazon Kindle Fire, there were some good prices on that as well if you want to grab one of those color Amazon Kindle Fire deals. And that's just as nice as a tablet computer, I have to tell you. But in any case, Walmart is doing something where it's kind of an off-brand tablet you can get for $38 with a keyboard and everything. And there's a couple of other lesser-known brands. I believe one of them is by RCA. And these are kind of along the lines of like an iPad mini. It's a smaller size screen, like a 7-inch size screen, as opposed to the larger 9 or 10-inch screen that you see with a typical tablet computer. So those are a couple of the things to look out for as far as deals. Now, this is just weird. And this is regarding Pope Francis. And if this was the only thing that kind of came up on the radar screen in recent months about Pope Francis, you might be able to just kind of set it aside and say, well, who knows what's in his heart? You know, who knows really what he's thinking? But with all the other weird stuff going on with this Pope, and by the way, this Pope is like a rock star. I mean, he's in the news more than Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. I mean, the next thing we're going to see is like in the grocery store line, you're going to see, you know, pictures of the Pope, you know, with his shirt off at the beach. I mean, this Pope is, I don't know why, but he's just in the news. I mean, it's like every day he's doing something to put himself in the news. And here we go again. So the Pope is visiting Istanbul, Turkey, and decides that it would be a good idea to take off his shoes and enter a mosque and face east towards Mecca and bow his head in prayer. And there's a wide array of reactions to this. But I'll tell you the weird thing about it. Some people have said, so what? He can go in anywhere. I mean, he can go inside a grocery store and kneel down next to the meat counter and pray. What's the big deal, Jim Paris? Well, when you think about what he did, and then you couple it with what he said later, about he made some comments about interfaith relations. And if you read between the lines, I'm worried that this Pope is one of those folks, and we've got more and more of them within the Christian community, which, of course, I would consider Catholics Christians, and they would consider me, I would hope, part of the Christian church. More and more people saying, well, you know what? It's all the same, really, isn't it? I mean, whether you're praying to Allah, or you're praying to a tree, or you're praying to a UFO, or praying to a statue of a dog, or praying to Jesus Christ, it's really all the same, isn't it? I mean, you can call God by so many different names. I mean, you could call God a ham sandwich if you'd like. We're all talking about the same person here, aren't we? No, we're not. That's the problem. And what we are going to see, for anybody that studies end times prophecy, this is what we're told in Scripture will happen. The one world order, right? The one world church. One way, I've heard people speculate, hey, here's how we stop this, you know, the Muslims from bombing the West. We all come up with a new name for a religion, and we all kind of split the difference, and we all just join hands. And we all just say it's all the same. Not me. I'm not doing that. And this is what people are concerned about is, first, it's Pope Francis, you know, saying, well, let's just open up the Catholic Church to gays and embrace them and so forth and so on. And kind of the inference there was embrace their lifestyle as well. And now he's doing the mosque thing. And I put this up on my Facebook page and getting a lot of different comments from people. As expected, I've got some folks that are giving the Pope the benefit of the doubt. They're saying, hey, the Pope's going in there. He's trying to evangelize, Jim. He's going into that to that mosque so that he can share Christ with people. Problem is, there's nothing in the story about him sharing Christ with people. You know? I mean, if you saw me walking into a strip joint, you'd probably think I was going in there to do something I shouldn't be doing, to look at naked women. right? I mean, we've got to assign some meaning to the fact that the Pope went in, took off his shoes, faced towards Mecca, bowed his head, did a prayer. When in Istanbul, do what the Turkish do. I guess that's the idea here. I understand this in one context, but when you just kind of put the overlay on all of the other things going on with this Pope, it does raise concerns. It really does. And I love my Catholic friends, and honestly, a lot of my Catholic friends have these same concerns. So this is not anti-Catholic talk here. It's just simply asking the question here, what in the world are you doing, Pope Francis? What are you up to? All right, so this morning on the way to church, I go into the gas station not too far from my house, and they have a Dunkin' Donuts in there. And so I went in there to get my Sunday morning cup of Joe. And I don't usually buy the newspaper because I'm an online news guy, but I had to pick up the newspaper. It is all over the front of the newspaper that takes up the entire front page of the Daytona Beach News Journal. A local for-profit college by the name of WyoTech, that's spelled W-Y-O-T-E-C-H, WyoTech, is under government investigation. And I came out to the car with my coffee and my newspaper, and my wife says, "Why did you get a newspaper?" Because she knows I never get a newspaper. And I held it up and showed her this story. And it's a fascinating story about what's going on right now. And I've blogged about this. I've talked about this on other episodes of the broadcast. This whole issue of what's going on with for-profit colleges. And there are many of these around the country, and this one enters the Hall of Shame, apparently. They're now under investigation by the government, specifically the Department of Education, says they falsified job placement data, and on and on and on. And let me tell you the most shocking thing about this story. Well, let me tell you what this school is. This is one of these schools where you go for 9 months. You go for 9 months, and after your 9 months, you can become qualified to fix motorcycles. You can become a motorcycle mechanic. You can also learn to fix jet skis and boat motors and all that kind of thing. $26,000 for 9 months. And there's a lot more to this story. It gets very, very juicy. We'll have the details right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. And in hour number two, my guest is Judith Vary Baker. We'll be talking about the JFK assassination and her new book about this guy is just, it's an interesting character. You'll remember him from the movie, the JFK movie. David Ferry, played by Joe Pesci. Yep, the guy with the fake eyebrows, the fake hair. And apparently that's all true, and it's an interesting book, to say the least. She'll be with us in hour number two. All right, so before the break, we were talking about a local, let's call it a local vocational school by the name of Wyotech, W-Y-O-T-E-C-H, here in the Daytona Beach area, that is now under government investigation. And this is happening all around the country. In fact, my business partner and editor of our website, Bob Yetman, this is one of his pet topics. He's always bringing this up on our podcast. He writes about this. And also, we've had guests on as well. Alan Collins has talked about this as well. I mean, if regular college, if regular quote-unquote non-profit college isn't pricey enough, then you go to one of these for-profit colleges where it's actually owned by someone and they make money from it. And this one is bizarre. The Wyotech Motorcycle Technology Program, which is 9 months in length, is it's $26,500, according to this article in today's Daytona News Journal. And what they did, I love this. They did a chart and they compare it to a 2-year program covering the same material, it says here, over at the state college, Daytona State. You can do the same thing, but you can get 2 years of training for $5,000. And I've been telling people this for years. And you know what a lot of this is? It's all due to the student loan money that's out there. My wife and I, we were talking about this article on the way to church, and I said, how many people, if they walked in the front door of this motorcycle mechanic school, and they said, okay, write us a check for $26,000. How many people could do that? Not many. So what these schools do is they become very, very adept at getting student loans for people. and student loans have to be paid back. And so what's going on here is it's an interesting discussion. And of course, every story like this has to have a victim or two listed, which they do. They've got a story of a guy here. He's 49. He decided to go back to school to become certified to work on Harley-Davidson motorcycles. He graduated, but couldn't get certified. Can't make any money. He's on the verge of bankruptcy, and on and on and on. So look, the story, the reason I wanted to bring this up here, I know this is a nationwide, in fact, a worldwide audience. So what do you care about Daytona Beach and what's going on with this this school here? The point can be made, and every community around the country has schools like this. And I'm not going to paint with a broad brush and say they're all scammy or they're all bad. The truth is even yet to be known about what's going on here with this one. We don't know. I mean, maybe the newspaper here did a unfair hit job on them. I don't know. But it doesn't surprise me. It kind of fits the script that you see. We see stories every week about truck driving schools. Another big one right now is culinary schools. And young people, they get out of high school. This is really the target market. Although, like in this story here, there was a 49-year-old guy decided to reinvent himself after he got out of the real estate business, wanted to learn how to work on Harley-Davidson motorcycles. So it could be anybody, but generally the target market is that kind of 18-year-old kid, maybe didn't do very well in high school, doesn't have very good high school transcripts to send off to the big colleges, may not even be able to get in to many of the major colleges. But you know what? Even with bad grades, you can still get into the local community college, or like in our state, what they're now calling them are state colleges. And you can still get in with really rocky grades. They might make you take some remedial classes, but they'll still let you come in. And all of this stuff, there's another school over in Orlando that, you know, if you go to this school, you can become a movie director and learn to make video games and become a sound engineer. And it's the same kind of deal. It's like tens of thousands and thousands of dollars. And they've now got a recording engineering program and all of that at Daytona State College. So before you go out and get into $25,000 or $30,000 in debt, take a look at your local state college or your local community college, because there's probably something there that you can do for pennies on the dollar. This was interesting. All of the speculation, the Ray Rice story, has kind of been quiet for the last couple of weeks, at least for those of us that don't spend our whole day, you know, watching ESPN and all of that nonsense, which I don't do. I'm not one of those sports fanatics. But as far as the general news goes, it really hasn't been a big story. But all of a sudden, the story emerges that Ray Rice, if you remember, the NFL football player that was suspended indefinitely from playing in the NFL for knocking out his girlfriend. You remember the video? It was up a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. People were still talking about this, where they're coming out of an elevator. I believe it's in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And he just pulls back and delivers a haymaker and knocks her out cold right there on the video. And of course, the backstory is that he was suspended initially for a couple of games for the domestic violence charge. But then once the video came out, the NFL was under so much criticism. Like, look, they even had sponsors threatening to pull out all their money, you know, the big beer sponsors. And man, we can't lose the beer sponsors in the NFL, so we got to do something here. So they suspended him indefinitely. Well, apparently Ray Rice's legal team appealed this all to a federal judge. And I read the case, and apparently most of the argument is this. Look, you initially punished the guy with a 2-game suspension. And now you come back because the video came out and there's all this public outcry. And now you give him a much more substantial penalty. And that's just not fair. That's not right. And I don't agree with this judge's ruling. I mean, the fact is that the NFL is a private business, and look, I mean, they have to make decisions like any other employer. And if you have an employee that does something that's kind of bad or pretty bad, and then you find out that what that employee did was really, really bad, the idea of ratcheting up the punishment. I don't see a problem with that, but apparently this was the basis upon which they were able to get this reversed. But here's kind of the good news. As much as Ray Rice can actually officially and legally play for the NFL, unless I missed the news story today, I'm going to type this in Google really quick because I'll be embarrassed if I missed it. I don't think anyone has stepped up to sign. No, there is no one that has signed Ray Rice. So this could be one of these weird scenarios where Ray Rice actually wins the battle but loses the war, because this guy is like way too hot to handle, I think, right now in terms of PR for any of the NFL teams. And I'm not an NFL guy. I don't watch the games, really. I don't. I know that probably makes me a sissy man. You're probably saying, oh, man, I thought you were a real man, Jim Paris, with hair on your chest that drank a six-pack of beer and watched football on Sunday. Sorry to disappoint you. That's not what I do with my Sundays. But in any case, everybody's saying, hey, at this point in the season, how do you bring a guy like this in? He'd have to learn the playbook. It would disrupt the chemistry of the team that he goes on, and on and on and on. And so now the big speculation is, where could Ray Rice land, if anywhere? And it doesn't look like anybody's rushing to grab a pen and a contract to sign a deal with this guy. And hey, as this hour closes out, let me end on a really up note here. I posted a picture on my Facebook page that is absolutely touching and heartwarming, I should say. In Portland, Oregon this week, they, as they did in many cities, had their own version of the Ferguson, Missouri protests. They didn't burn anything down, as far as I know. But there was a young black kid with a sign, and it said, "Free hugs." And so a police officer sees this kid with the sign, "Free hugs." And he goes over there and he embraces this kid, and this 12-year-old African-American boy just begins to cry, and the tears are streaming down his face. And there is this picture of this police officer, this white police officer, hugging this young black boy with the tears streaming down the boy's face. And that picture, I don't know if they do the Pulitzer for pictures. I think they do. The guy that snapped that picture is going to be very rich and probably win a number of awards. It is an unbelievable picture. If you haven't seen it, it's all over the internet. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're talking the JFK assassination. Stay tuned.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.